What's up, guys? This week, our TIA Stoicism teachers have chatted on national radio about how to stay happy during a pandemic. We ask, has cancel culture peaked? We bring you news on the latest renewable energy battery, a train that's faster than a plane, and we celebrate 50 years since the Apollo 15 moon landing. First up, we are so proud that the two teachers for the upcoming Thinking Academy course, How to Be Stoic, were on ABC Radio National recently talking about how Stoicism can help us get through the pandemic. Our teachers were invited onto the program because they're pretty much Australia's leading experts on Stoicism. Dr. Matthew Sharp is an Associate Professor of Philosophy at Deakin Uni, and Dr. Edward Spence is an Honorary Associate in the Department of Philosophy at Sydney Uni. I urge you all to give it a listen because it's all about how we can apply this ancient wisdom to today's world, especially now that so many of us are being challenged by COVID and everything that comes with it. This is exactly what the Thinking Academy course is about. It's about learning to make the best of what life throws at us and letting go of the things that we cannot change. A link to buy tickets is in our bio. We can't wait to see you there. On the topic of staying happy, it can be pretty challenging in a climate where so many people don't feel comfortable voicing their opinions out of fear that they're going to lose their job or their reputation. Yes, cancel culture and whether it exists depends on who you're talking to. But if you listen to friend of Think Inc, Jonathan Haidt, about the year 2013, there was a massive cultural shift when the iGen, or internet generation, born around 1995, started arriving on university campuses and pushing for radical reforms such as safe spaces and trigger warnings. Since then, these reforms have spread to a whole range of institutions, and many feel like this has had a chilling effect on freedom of speech and expression. Well, the good news is that the culture may have peaked. A consultancy firm recently polled a range of Americans about their views on cancel culture, and weirdly enough, Gen Z, 13 to 24 year olds, much like baby boomers, have a negative opinion on cancel culture. Millennials, on the other hand, are less likely to see cancel culture as a bad thing. This is pretty much in line with John Haidt and Greg Lukianoff's finding in The Coddling of the American Mind, which you can buy from The Thinking Store, and in my opinion is the number one book of 2018. Of course, these results are from the US, but do you think it's the same in your country? Can you see a difference at all between the sometimes puritanical millennials and more skeptical Gen Z kids? Let us know in the comments below. On to some science news. Most of us love the idea of renewable energy and using less fossil fuels, but what's renewable energy's biggest problem? Storing the energy when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. Well, a startup, Form Energy Inc., may have a solution. They've reinvented the iron air battery technology that we've had for decades, but has never really been commercialized. The company's CEO is a renowned battery maven, Matteo Jaramillo, who developed Tesla's famous Powerwall. His company has made a prototype battery nicknamed the Big Jim, love the name guys, which is filled with 18,000 pebble-sized pieces of iron. Iron, of course, is one of the most abundant, safe, and cheap minerals on Earth. Unlike lithium-ion batteries, which are used in most of today's electric vehicles and power grids, there's no need for expensive nickel, cobalt, lithium, and manganese to store the energy. Iron is also easily recyclable, and the US and Australia has a lot of it, meaning we don't need to rely on foreign imports. So it seems like a win for the economy and for the environment. What do you think? Well, this is definitely a win. We've now got a train that can go faster than a plane. Yes, China recently unveiled a new train that has a top speed of 600 kilometers per hour, making it the fastest ground vehicle in the world. In some cases, it can go even faster than a plane, getting passengers from Beijing to Shanghai in 2.5 hours, a trip that usually takes 3 hours by plane. That's over 1,000 kilometers in 2.5 hours. Meanwhile, the ancient New South Wales government trains get us to Newcastle, which is only 160 kilometers away, in the same amount of time. What? Come on, Transport New South Wales, get your shit together. Maybe we need a maglev train, like this one. Magnetic levitation trains work by using electromagnetic force to levitate above the tracks. This lack of friction between the train and the tracks means this train can absolutely smash the speeds of even a high-speed rail or aeroplane, and also makes the train almost silent. What do you think? Would you be willing to travel on one of these? Are they a massive death track? Onto some space news. Last Monday was the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 15 moon landing. Are any of you out there old enough to remember it? Comment below. We want to know if we have any clever silver foxes following us on Instagram. And for all you out there under the age of 25, do you even know what the Apollo 15 is? At Thinking, we're all about celebrating rational thought education and getting excited about science. This anniversary shows just how far we've come in 50 years. Just recently, astronomers have found the first circumplanetary disk. This is the swirl of material from which baby moons are born. Scientists observe this young star system called PDS70. It's a baby at only 5 million years old, and its two planets are even younger. These two exoplanets are still in the process of being formed, so they provide scientists with a unique opportunity to observe planet and satellite formations. What other incredible discoveries will we make in the next 50 years? Another recent achievement is that we can now hear Jupiter's volcanic moon, Io. Jupiter has the most powerful magnetic field of all the planets in our solar system, and Io finds itself in a gravitational tug of war between Jupiter and the other two large moons. This pulling causes massive internal heat, which leads to hundreds of volcanic eruptions. Recently, NASA worked out that when the Juno spacecraft is in the right spot, it can pick up on those radio waves caused by the eruptions. Look, it's not quite music you can dance to, but it's definitely very cool, and you should have a listen for yourself. Well, that's all for this week, my friends, but don't forget that our religion course, The Great Awakening, starts next Thursday. It's a truly unique course, and we can't wait to get started. There are a few tickets left, so if you want to get on the fun, get in quick. Until next time, guys.